Former Texas Ranger Ivan Pudge Rodriguez was inducted into the National Baseball Hall of Fame last month. He's having his number 7 Rangers jersey retired by the organization. Pudge sat down with KERA's Gus Contreras to look back at his upstart and career in Texas.
Pudge, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Growing up in Puerto Rico, you were exposed to baseball at a young age.
You know, baseball in Puerto Rico is pretty much everywhere you go. You see kids playing in baseball fields, but yeah, I grew up there. I started at the age of 7, and, you know, I played different positions in my early age. You know, when I turned 11 to 12 years old, I started to become a catcher.
I'm sure Ranger fans want to know, who was the person that turned you into a catcher?
My dad did that. One practice, he just came to me and asked me if I want to try to be a catcher. I say, yeah, you know, catching is always a position that you always in the game. And I start trying it. I start to work with him, you know, every day. You know, the rest was history. I played 21 years in the big leagues as a catcher.
And so you tried out for the Rangers when you were 16, and I heard you had one of the shortest tryouts ever.
Mm-hmm. It was one tryout that the Rangers came, and they asked me to put the catching gear on, and the first throw that I threw to second base, I threw it at 92 miles an hour, and that's the only one I threw to second base. I didn't have to go and hit and anything. It's just one throw. I become a Texas Ranger professional player.
You made your first appearance for Texas when you were just 19, and you caught for Nolan Ryan in only your second start.
Mm-hmm.
What's that like when you're 19 years old and you got to tell a veteran like and legend like Nolan which pitch to throw?
We didn't talk much because at the time I didn't speak the language well. That's one of the struggle that every Latin player has to go through. Well, he just told me, look, you know, you don't have to do too much. Make sure you put the right fingers down, and I'll throw the ball to you. I caught a lot of fastball that day, and that's what he likes to throw.
And you gained his respect after that, right?
Yes. And after the game, he went to Bobby Valentine, the manager, and said that I did a good job for him, that he feels very good with me behind the play. And he asked Bobby Valentine then from now on, when he pitch every 5 days, he wants me behind the play. So that was great from him to say it.
You came to the U.S. not knowing how to speak English, and now you're on the Rangers broadcast team.
Right.
When you first started out, was there any nervousness that compared to being in the big leagues?
Well, yes. I learned the language the hard way, right, because I have to, because the position that I play, I'm still learning anyway. I still speak more Spanish than English. But yeah, in the beginning, it was kind of like a little tough. Sometimes I think us as a Latin, we think that talking a lot is good for us, and it's not. I like to talk. I'm a person that, you know, we can talk here for hours, no problem. Sometimes the less that you talk in English, the better the people are going to understand you. And I learned that through the years. I'm good now. I feel great. It's kind of like, you know, you're talking baseball. It's nice, and I love the job.
So now you're getting your number 7 jersey retired with the Rangers. Is there a favorite memory that stands out to you in Arlington?
Everything. The fans, the city, my 3 kids. They're all born here in Texas. 2 born in Arlington, and the little one born in Fort Worth. You know, I know that I'm from Puerto Rico, but I think, you know, this is my... This is another home for me. I grew up here. Fans are great. And every time I come to the ballpark, you know, the fans, they're very happy to see me around.
Pudge Rodriguez, thanks for coming by.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.